Y98-701. Kathy is in the house. Kathy's the woman that's going to do the candling on the Phillips and Company show. Yesterday, we talked about this procedure that is supposed to bring you all kinds of holistic health. We stick a kind of a conical thing in your ear and you light it. We're all a little nervous because we didn't think this day would ever come. And here it is. So we'll find out if candling actually works, and we'll do that started anyway in the next 10 minutes or so. But first, here's Jen Myers with another Y98 News update.
We'll be approaching... I'm Jen Myers with the Phillips & Company Morning Show on KYKY St. Louis, Y98.
Is it...
Your music.
Your music.
Your Y98.
Y98, it's the Phillips and Company Morning Show. Sunshine today, 90 the high. Tomorrow, unfortunately, near 100. How many days of 80-degree temperatures have we had so far this month of August?
Four.
Just four?
Five days.
Out of 17?
11, yeah. Over...
Or 16.
11 that have been 90 or right. More.
I'm not going to worry, because I promise you more 80s than 90s. Otherwise, I grow a mustache. That's not going to happen.
We better start now, brother.
72 now, and Kevin, we have a guest in the studio.
Yes, this is Cassie Richards. Say hello to everybody, Cassie.
Hi, everybody.
We're going to do the second one.
All right, we're going to do the right ear.
Yeah, let's get that started.
All right. It's fabulous. Would you rub my leg?
Here's In Excess, Pretty Vegas, part of Your Music, Your Y98.
Falling asleep at the wheel again.
You're Y98.
You're not the one for me.
Your music. Your music. Your Y98.
Phillips and Company at 743. It's 73 now downtown. 90 the high this afternoon. Guy is on the floor with a candle in his ear. We've been doing candling this morning on Guy. And so far, one ear down, and he's working on the second one. How does it feel?
Same. I mean, I can't say that this is the most relaxing thing I've ever done.
You're on the floor.
You know, when you were a kid and you played on the floor, everything was cool?
Yeah, now not so much.
Don't do this as an adult. This is why we don't get on the floor.
Well, and Guy usually, he cleans his ears out pretty regularly, so we didn't think we were going to see a lot of earwax, but... We did.
I use a Dremel Moto tool. I take the sandpaper router. And it's a very unique experience. There was a bit of gunk in the first candle when we cut it open. But I'm going to admit something to you guys. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I actually...
Are you falling asleep?
No.
Does he sound tired and or drunk?
Well, I'm on the ground. Okay, hold on a second. Let me put on my happy voice. Hey, guys. You know, I opened up that candle. We opened the candle up, and a bunch of gunky yellow stuff, kind of orangey, you know, like mm-hmm. earwax.
What do you call that?
Cerumen or cerumen?
Nobody really cares.
Okay, well, there is a name for it. At any rate, I wanted to see if it really was earwax, so I licked it.
Oh, okay.
Well, everybody's done that.
No, not really.
You have. You put your little finger in your ear and then you lick it.
Yeah. I've scratched my ear before and, like, forgotten that I did it. And
no, you didn't forget. You just licked it immediately.
I may have.
Now, Cassie, I found the candles at GNC yesterday. They were like...
You didn't let me finish, Jen.
What? Go ahead.
It didn't really taste like earwax. It tasted like wax.
Okay, so we decided to make a do our own experiment where we just are lighting another candle by itself and to see if, and not putting it in an ear. We just have the plate around it, and we're going to let it go, and then we're going to cut it open.
And then Guy is going to lick it.